Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Karina Camarino from the Camarino Bakery Cafe in Blackrock, County Dublin. It's time. It was a heavy meal today. We're going to have a little bit of dessert now. So American Thanksgiving is this Thursday, Karina. We've asked you to give us a few American desserts that we can try at home. But first off, the disclaimer, you're not actually American, you're Canadian, but your partner, children, all American. So your credentials are good. What are the main characteristics of an American dessert compared to other desserts? Bigger?
Bigger, bolder, louder. They're sweeter. An American palate is much more sweet and bold, I think, than European. As I'm saying it, I'm like, well, actually, that covers a lot of palates. But sweet is top note for a lot of American desserts.
Yeah, okay. You're not a fan of our whipped cream, by the way.
I love whipped cream, but I like it sweetened. I'm not a fan of the whipped cream that's nothing but cream.
But if you have a load of sugar there, you put a bit of nice whipped cream on top. Like, is that not enough? Like, it's the kind of bit of sharpness in things. Anyway, let's start with an American staple, apple pie. And you're going to give us Shirley's apple pie, which is your grandmother-in-law's American apple pie recipe. And you have, I know, received formal permission to share this with us. So how is this different from our apple tart?
American apple pie has the apples in like chewable chunks. So our apple tarts, the apples cook down to nearly a sauce. And there's not much bite in the apples in the apple tart. Whereas apple pie, the apples are in pieces and you have a very crumbly, short pastry. And this pastry recipe from my mother-in-law is using peanut oil and it goes into a super hot oven. So the tart nearly like fries from the inside out. So you have kind of that, okay, you know, like that fast food apple turnover.
Gotcha.
It's like that.
So it's a fried apple tart, basically.
Kind of.
Yeah, okay.
It's
and
a genius recipe.
We maybe won't go through the whole process, but what do we need to know in particular about this? We'll put it up on our website, rte.ie/Brendan. You're not using cooking apples.
No, we're using tart green apples, like Granny Smith apples. You can use Golden Delicious, but the sour apples are better for this.
Okay.
Prepare your apples, toss it in the coating, chill it in the fridge while you're making your pastry, and then top it so that you want it, those apples after the oven to still hold some bite and some shape.
Okay. So what are you serving that with, by the way?
Vanilla ice cream. A la mode.
A la mode, yes. Okay, what is a Toll House chocolate chip cookie?
This is the original chocolate chip cookie, the most famous chocolate chip cookie, which I would say is the most famous American dessert, the chocolate chip cookie. And this was invented by a woman who had an inn called the Toll House Inn. And it was such an impressive recipe that Nestle used the recipe on the back of their packets of chocolate chips. This was the cookie. So they were originally called chocolate morsels. And she was paid $1 for the right to use that recipe. She died in the 70s. She also got a lifetime supply of chocolate to bake with. But yeah, she deserves more credit than she got.
She does. Yeah. Okay. But you have taken her recipe now and we're giving it away for free. So we'll put that one up as well. Pecan pie, right? Which we've all kind of heard of or seen in movies or whatever. But I don't think a lot of us have a concept of what a pecan pie is.
There are a lot of variations of pecan pie. It's something kind of from like the middle of America. And you would have a pastry base and you would have pecans on top. The filling in between is kind of this sugary, molassesy, gooey substance that holds it all together. It's really delicious. It's a bit gelatinous.
Okay. It's heavy, is it?
It
having
is
a small
heavy.
Slice of this.
It's okay. Heavy, but on an American Thanksgiving table, you might have that and pumpkin pie and apple pie and whipped cream with the sugar in it.
Okay, so we're not doing pumpkin pie. I refuse, like it makes me sick in my mouth, the idea of it. So pecan pie, we'll put that up. And finally, and this one, this kind of came in, I think, with the new generation in Ireland. Red velvet cake. We never knew what a red velvet cake was growing up.
This is a cake that is like an American staple, but it was also invented by a company. It was invented by a food coloring company because red velvet cake is a chocolate cake with red food dye in it.
That's what I thought, but I thought, no, there must
be more
to it.
It's just so red, you're eating it and your brain isn't registering chocolate, it's registering something else. So there's something going on with your mind when you're eating red velvet cake. But it is a chocolate cake, and the food dye, it interacts, it has a chemical reaction with the chocolate cake recipe that contains vinegar and baking soda, and cocoa powder itself has an acidity to it. So all those things reacting together, and it really bumps up the red color. And that's how
okay.
you get red velvet.
So it's basically like a kind of a science experiment, but it is food also. Okay, we'll put that one up as well. Corina Camarino from the Camarino Bakery Cafe in Blackrock, County Dublin. Thank you and happy Thanksgiving. And Corina's recipes on our website now, rte.ie/Brendan. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.